All right, bring in the drink cart as we do the Susie drink of the week.
Quickly, because I am in need. All right, today we are doing a Jimmy Roosevelt.
What does that mean?
Jimmy Roosevelt was the oldest son of U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt. He received the Navy Cross for extraordinary heroism as a Marine Corps officer during World War II, Secretary to the President, United States House of Representatives, and this is a drink in his honor.
All right. Why? All right. Why?
I don't know, okay. But they just named it this. Okay.
And why are we having it now?
I don't know. All right. Okay, so the thing is that you use something in this called chartreuse, which is a unique, weird product of France, liqueur, and it's expensive, and so now I'm going to have to make a whole lot of drinks out of it. All right, so what you do, first of all, is you get a champagne glass, a coupe glass, the little...
Flute?
Flute, you can get that, or you can get a margarita glass or a martini glass like I have here. And you use a sugar cube or a little mound of sugar, and you're going to pour that into the bottom, just like a sugar cube amount.
People on Facebook Live are saying there's no sound. Fortunately, we still have sound on the radio.
Right, which is where you should be.
You could turn the radio up and watch it at the same time, but I don't think it quite matches.
No, it doesn't match. Later on, I did do one of my videos at the Palm making this drink, and so you can get the recipe from there later. Okay. All right, and then you want to take that the sugar, and you get some bitters, and you want to soak the sugar with the bitters.
Okay, putting a little bitter onto the sugar.
So it's kind of liquidating now.
They cancel each other out.
Yeah. All right, then you get 2 ounces of cognac, such as Courvoisier.
Sure on the pronunciation there.
Courvoisier? That's exactly how you say it.
Courvoisier.
So you put a shot of the Courvoisier in. 2 ounces. So a little more than a shot. This is a pretty potent drink. It doesn't have anything in it but liquor.
I can smell it from over here.
Yeah, that Courvoisier smells
liquor
good.
And sugar.
That's pretty much it. Okay, and then you get some cracked ice, and I made Haas go down and get the good cracked ice because you're going to put that over it. It's basically a liquor snow cone is what it looks like.
Oh, look at that. It looks like too much ice.
No, because it's gonna melt, and it's going to keep adding ice. All right, then you get your champagne, which I have right here. Little split of champagne, and you're gonna kind of top it off with, it says 2 ounces, which is a shot, but you know, you're gonna pour it in there. I should have opened this ahead of time.
Do you need an opener for that?
I might.
I bet.
Haas, go get the bottle opener.
Do you have a bottle opener, Haas? I thought it was just a regular champagne cork, but it's not.
I thought we were ready for this.
I did too, but apparently not.
This is one of these small individual champagne servings.
A little split.
And you've got to, usually yeah. Pop a top on it.
Yeah, and apparently that is coming. So Haas is getting that. And then you get the chartreuse, and you're going to drizzle it over it. The chartreuse. Okay. Oh, thank you. So you put the champagne on top of the ice and the cognac and the sugar and the bitters. So it just gives a little nice little fizzy. And then you get your chartreuse, which is kind of a bright green color, made by monks, and you just drizzle it over the top. Just gives it a little tinge of kind of a weird green color.
Made by little green monks.
Little green monks. And then you top it off with the ice.
All right.
You want more ice.
I have enough ice in it.
More ice. And that
then you drink it.
Is your Jimmy Roosevelt.
All right. Our little Jimmy Roosevelt, American hero. This one's for you.
Cheers.
Here we go. It's golden colored. Very dry. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty dry.
This turned out better than the one I made on the video that you can see. The one on the video is terrible. This one turned out better.
How do you describe the flavor of this?
It's dry. It's got the champagne. It's a little bit herby. Mm-hmm. It's got some herb.
Champagne apple juice. To me, that's what it tastes like.
A little.
Not as sweet, though.
It's very, very small hint of the fruit.
And I think that as you get down to the bottom and the bitters and the sugar kind of melts, it'll be a little sweeter, finish.
I'm going to try to get there. it's very subtle, maybe too subtle. I vote to swallow. Kind of classy.
I'm going to spit this one.
Oh. Susie?
I'm going to swallow it.
All right. Not a surprise. It's a mixed vote today. You can learn how to make this online. We'll have the recipe posted for the drink of the week.